This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A U.S. appeals court in Denver has ruled the alleged shooter of a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood in 2015 can be forcibly medicated. The decision upholds a district court ruling in the case of Robert Deere, accused of killing three and wounding eight others in the attack. Deere has been repeatedly found incompetent to stand trial with a diagnosis of delusion disorder. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell saw the third highest reporting month this school year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The program received more than 2,600 reports. Still, May reports were down 4% compared to April. Most of the reports were related to school complaints, bullying, and suicide threats. The school complaints involve issues at school, such as dissatisfaction with how the school has dealt with issues like bullying or student conflict. Reports in May included a person reporting a student came to school with bruises because of a fight with their parent. Law enforcement conducted a welfare check, and the Department of Human Services was brought in for an investigation. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A singer whose career stalled after she performed at Donald Trump's presidential inauguration is trying to make a comeback with a stop this month in Colorado. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
Chrisette Michele, the 42-year-old Grammy Award-winning singer who was also part of the cast of the reality TV show R&B Divas, will perform June 22nd at Roosevelt Park in Longmont as part of the Juneteenth celebration. According to Ticketmaster, she will also perform in Little Rock on June 14th and at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center at the end of August. The Juneteenth celebration in Longmont is in its third year and includes food and vendor booths, as well as other entertainment throughout the afternoon. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.